This is the Mighty 790 KFGO. I'm Bob Harris, and joining us right now is Dwight Schroeder. He is a financial counselor with the Village Family Service Center, of course, just right across the street from us here at KFGO. And we have an interesting seminar that's coming up. It's for renters' rights and responsibilities. And I think, and I've been in radio a long, long time, and I think there's not a month that goes by that I don't get somebody calling me and saying, can you give me an information of where to get information on renters' rights? And they've got a seminar coming up, Renters' Rights and Responsibility. And Dwight, thank you for joining us here on KFGO.
Yes, thank you.
We got a lot of renters in this town, don't we?
Yes, we do.
This seminar that's coming up here, let's start with the basics, first of all. Are we looking at new renters here, current renters? Who's this made for?
Both. For new to pick up ideas that are going to be useful to be a smarter, better tenant, and for those people who have rented before but have some concerns.
Okay. Is there... Let's first of all talk about the leases. Is there a standard lease as far as length of time is concerned?
A lot of landlords want 1 year leases.
Okay. Would that even be for the students then that come for college?
Yes, except for some of the landlords are aware that the students are going to move out at the end of May.
Okay. Do they have any responsibility for that then if they do sign a year lease?
Well, yes, they'd be responsible to the end of the lease, but they can request a shorter lease, like 9 or 10 months.
Okay, so the length of a lease is pretty much up in the air. You can negotiate that. Let's put it that way.
And most landlords want a year.
Okay. I also hear a lot about the security deposit. Give us some basics on that, and what we should know about that when we go and rent a particular apartment or home, for that matter.
Well, the security deposit is to protect the landlord for unpaid rent or damages. And the landlord charges the same amount for similar units in a complex. So it's just a normal part of renting.
Okay. It's something that you put down, and then if everything's okay, you get back at the end of your lease.
Yes. So you want to do a very good check-in. Because when you move out, the landlord will be the picky one to do a very thorough checkout. So you want to do a very good check-in with the possibility of getting all your deposit back.
Mm-hmm. Now, the landlord can also say that, hey, you know, if you've got a pet, I need an extra deposit for that, right?
Yes. If you have a pet, they can have an addendum, an extra lease. They can charge an extra deposit and extra monthly rent.
Okay. And when you leave, by the way, I was going to ask you this. You know, if I'm there for a full year, I mean, I may have, you know, worn out a light switch or may have, you know, caused a little carpet, you know, back and forth between bedrooms or something. Is that standard wear and tear? Is that covered under the security deposit?
Usually it's in the rental agreement that says that they expect normal wear and tear. But again, that's why you do a good check-in so that you can detail the condition of the carpeting, anything that stands out about marks on the linoleum, walls, counters.
Okay. The rent, by the way, is sometimes divided. If there's a number of students, like say in one particular apartment who are going to college here, all of a sudden one decides to move out, the rest of them have to pick up his tab, right?
Yes. Most contracts have a joint liability which says the whole rent is due and they don't care who it comes from, but the whole amount, regardless if anybody leaves.
Okay. Is there a late fee, by the way, that your landlord can charge you for not paying on time?
Yes, and again, that's part of reading your lease very thoroughly when you move in. How much is it? Most lease agreements, the rent's due by the first, and if it's not there, then it's late. Minnesota has recently passed a law that says a late fee can be no more than a maximum of 8% of the rent.
We're talking with Dwight Schroeder from over at The Village. He is a financial counselor. They're having a seminar on renters' rights and responsibilities coming up May 21st, and this is going to be held over at the Dakota Medical Foundation. There is a small fee for this, but it's going to be well worth it, I think. What about repairs? Can you make repairs to the apartment or home on your own before you bring the landlord in and say, hey, I'm taking off?
In most cases, you have to get those approved.
Oh, you do? So, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
Landlords like to use their own workmen, their own maintenance people, because then they have a record of the work that's done.
Oh, I got you. Okay, very good. Let me ask you about as far as leaving the apartment, as far as either the end of the lease or something has come up where you, all the way, I guess, to being evicted. Give us all the different seminars. Or seminars.
You want to give proper notice, read your lease, find out what proper notice is. Once you've given notice to the landlord, a good landlord will notify you whether it's proper or not proper. If it's proper, they usually will give you something that indicates what you need to get done before you leave. And should the landlord not schedule it, you should do a checkout. Try to get them there. If you can't, do it on your own. Write it out on a sheet of paper. Make a copy of it. And get it to your landlord.
Obviously what I'm hearing here, Dwight, is that paperwork is almost essential when you're becoming a renter. You got to keep hold of and keep track of everything.
From the minute that you move in, sign your lease, get a folder together to put your lease in it, to put your check-in in, put anything that you had in the way of requests for repairs or concerns in it. An example of just being a smart tenant is that if... I've talked to people who said the landlord sent them a letter indicating there was a noise problem in their apartment, and they said, I wasn't even home. Well, then you need to respond to the letter, because by not responding, it's like saying it's true.
Oh, very good point. Very good point. What about the eviction notice? Do they have to give you a certain amount of time if you are, say, evicted? I know that doesn't happen to anybody around this town, but you know what I mean?
The most landlords will use a 3-day eviction notice, and it's an informal notice. Its main purpose generally is to say, we don't know why we didn't get our rent, or you made arrangements and weren't able to fulfill them. We need to talk. Mm-hmm. Come in, get your rent current. They want to keep good tenants. Just because they're late on their rent is not normally a reason to want to get rid of them, but they do want to collect their rent.
I mentioned at the start of the interview that I take questions concerning rent and the landlords all the time on the radio, probably at least one or two a month. Mm-hmm. Is there a specific place where they can go to if there is a problem?
Well, I probably get those same phone calls several times a week about situations that have developed between landlords and tenants. Now, if it's a discrimination issue, there's a private nonprofit in North Dakota that will help them with questions.
Okay.
It's called High Plains Fair Housing Center, that's out of Grand Forks. And simply, if they call The Village, yes, our information line for financial counseling, we help people get directions.
Are you surprised as how many people are renting, or is that just our society now?
I think that's just our community.
Uh-huh. Because it seems like they're still apartment buildings are popping up all over the place in both towns, both in Fargo and also in Moorhead. Very interesting. So, once again, this is coming up. It's only an hour long, but, you know, we just covered a few bases. You go into great detail in this seminar, and that's coming up on the, 6 to 7 o'clock over at the Dakota Medical Foundation at 4141 28th Avenue South in Fargo. You'd like the folks to pre-register, though, don't you?
Yes.
And that is as easy as going online. And you know what that website is?
Yeah, renters.eventbrite.com.
All right, very good, very good.
But if any questions, just call The Village.
All right, and what is that phone number?
701-235-3328.
Yep. Very good. Once again, I hope we've covered something for the folks here. I think we've covered a lot, But once again, as I mentioned, May 21st, they're going to have a lot of more information for you folks that are ready to rent or maybe leaving school or maybe coming back to school maybe sometime in September. You get to know your rights and with the help of the Village. Dwight Schroeder, thank you so much for joining us tonight here on KFGO.
Thank you.